This is Left, Right and Center, and I'm Maria Shakil. Agitated students protesting across the country, from outside the Education Ministry to Lucknow and Kerala. First, it was the NEET paper leak. Now the UGC NET exam cancelled over apprehensions of the exam's integrity being compromised. Alongside the protests, politics on the National Testing Agency's mess has also peaked. In Delhi, it was BJP versus the Congress. In Bihar, it was the BJP-JDU versus the RJD. While the state's deputy chief minister pointed towards RJD's Tejaswi Yadav's involvement, the RJD has hit back saying Nitish is the NEET paper leak mastermind. In Delhi, BJP responded to Rahul Gandhi's Prime Minister stopped wars but could not stop paper leaks comment. The party said Rahul Gandhi is playing politics over a very sensitive and serious issue. BJP has now pointed to paper leaks in Rajasthan when the Congress was in power in the state. Union Education Minister today held a press conference and he called on one and all to not play politics over the future of India. Let's listen in to what Mr. Pradhan said today.
When I'm appealing to my opposition colleague not to politicize this issue, I am refraining myself to do politics also. But I'll again appeal to my opposition friends, to the student friends, let us faith on our system. We are a democracy. In just concluded election, people has reposed their faith again in the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji. And our government is 100% committed for transparency, for the betterment of our students' future. And I assure you again, no malpractices, no irregularities will be tolerated by our government.
This is extremely damaging to students, and it's happening because all our institutions have been captured. Our vice chancellors are placed not based on merit, but because they belong to a particular organization. And this organization and the BJP have penetrated our education system and destroyed it.
हम कांग्रेस पार्टी से कहना चाहेंगे कि अब चुनाव समाप्त हो गए हैं. अब आप जहां सरकार में हैं जिम्मेदारी निभाइए और बताइए कि केंद्र की सत्ता आपको नहीं मिली है, राज्य की जहां सत्ता मिली है, आप अपनी अपनी सो कॉल्ड गारंटी में क्या पूरा करने जा रहे हैं.
A major twist in the NEET saga. After an aspirant from Bihar gave out this confession to the Bihar police, admitting he received a set of questions the day prior to the exam, and that exact questions were asked in the exam the next day.
This revelation has put a major dent in the claims of the National Testing Agency and the Union Education Ministry, who all along claimed that there was no paper leak and that the sanctity of the exam was not compromised.
Two of the four men arrested from Bihar were alleged kingpins of the paper leak and told aspirants they could leak the question paper of any competitive exam, and that it would cost 30 to 32 lakh rupees for each aspirant to clear NEET.
We are relying on their input and we have sought detailed input. Kafi unhone information mangi hai, NT ne share kiya hai. Ministry also sought detailed information from them. Once we receive the detailed input from Bihar police, we will take action, and that action will be completely commensurate to the input which they provide.
Ye detail hai unka.
Bihar's NEET tangle has taken a political turn and triggered a tussle between the BJP, part of the Nitish Kumar government, and the opposition RJD. The state's deputy chief minister today claimed the alleged paper leak had an RJD and Tejaswi Yadav connection.
Unka aur kai report hai, message wala, jo yahan se bheja gaya hai, aur hamare padadhikari सिकंदर कुमार के नाम से बुक करा के अनुराग यादव को ठहरवाया. ये सिकंदर कुमार जो नीट परीक्षा के अभ्यर्थी को परीक्षा में धांधली की जो विषय आई है.
द आरजेडी हैज कॉल्ड द एलिगेशंस बेसलेस एंड एन अटेम्प्ट टू डाइवर्ट द अटेंशन फ्रॉम द मोदी गवर्नमेंट्स ओन फेलियर टू प्रोटेक्ट द इंटरेस्ट ऑफ स्टूडेंट्स.
देश के प्रधानमंत्री और देश के शिक्षा मंत्री 25 लाख बच्चों के गुनहगार हैं. 25 लाख बच्चे जो नीट की धोखाधड़ी से प्रभावित हुए हैं वो गुनहगार हैं. धर्मेंद्र प्रधान क्लीन चिट देते हैं.
फॉर नाउ द नीट मेस डज नॉट सीम टू बी एंडिंग एनी टाइम सून. विद इशिका इन दिल्ली, दिस इज मारिया चौधरी.
With some assurances that have been given by the education minister just some time back, will we be seeing some kind of, the entire politics little subside, or will it continue to explode the manner in which it has been? Joining me here in the studio, Siddharth Kukreja, who appeared for the UGC NET exam 2024, which got cancelled only yesterday. A. Sarvanan, spokesperson of the DMK, Professor C.B. Sharma, is joining us. Professor Sharma, welcome here on NDTV. Anil Nagar is founder and CEO of Adda 24/7. Salman Soh, spokesperson of the Congress. We have Radhika Khera from the BJP. Anupriya is the spokesperson of the JDU. And Shobhit is, again, someone who appeared for UGC NET 2024. So there are a lot of questions that are being asked about NEET, NET, but also about the NTA. Here is the minister, Siddharth, who has given that assurance that there would be a complete overhaul of the NTA because they realize and accept that the testing agency has not passed the test.
So my first question is that why this thing happened? Because when your NEET exam got leaked and then it got cancelled, you should have been more careful about the UGC exam, because UGC exam holds, more prestige than those NEET exams. So I want to know that why this thing happened, and if this thing happened, then why they did not take a quick reaction on it, because the notice came the next day, right?
Okay, since the politics over it is aggravating, I want to understand from you, Professor C.B. Sharma, and other stakeholders. I'll speak to them first before I bring in the politicians. Professor C.B. Sharma, this is something which is continuing. The allegations of irregularities, malafide intentions. In fact, there are twists a day coming, particularly with the four men who have, 13 men in all who have been arrested, of which there are students and also masterminds in Bihar who have accepted that they were involved in the paper leaks, and they are part of a syndicate. So certainly, is the education ministry turning a blind eye towards something which has been going on for so many years?
No, Maria, I would not say that the Ministry of Education is turning a blind eye towards the problem. This problem has been there for many, many decades for all governments. And every time there is a government, this has happened, and the government starts defending, the opposition starts putting the government in the dock. I believe the most important point I would like to make is that the opposition is trying to politicize the issue, and the government is trying to save the situation because it has the responsibility. My take on this would be, we are handling a very, very volatile group of the adolescents. And spokesperson of the RJD saying there are 25 lakh students involved. I believe the number is interesting to all, because it is 25 lakh. And that is why this issue is being politicized, and the parliament is to start on Monday. I have handled larger than this exams across the country, and I know what is the hazard and what are the challenges of handling it. Definitely, we need to be cautious. And I was just hearing the education minister. He has assured that there would be a committee which will look into it. My strong hunch is that the NTA needs a complete revamping. We established the NTA on the American model, which is an academic body. Unfortunately, we made it a bureaucratic administrative model. Examination, assessment and evaluation is not of official or a bureaucratic activity. It is an academic activity. You should have people who understand assessment and they should be there. One, two, don't hold the NTA all the time responsible. NTA is only managing the office on the ground.
No, but then who is responsible? If NTA is not responsible, then who is responsible? The buck stops with whom?
You have not been able to put a system in place. That is the responsibility.
Okay. So you are of the opinion, you are of the opinion that there is no system in place which should have been. So a system which should have been in place is not there. Radhika Khera of the BJP, instead of accepting, which the minister has finally said that he takes moral responsibility of what is visibly a situation or a crisis, the easy way out, which is appearing for some in your party to blame Tejaswi or Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, why this blame game? You are in government. It's for you to answer.
Good evening, Maria. But there is no blame game. The blame game is being played by the opposition. You have to see the chronology of events. Priyanka Gandhi ji tweets a video of a girl claiming that something has happened in a meet with her. And who is that girl? It turns out after investigation that she has submitted fraud papers. Then a couple of days after that, her brother, Rahul Gandhi ji, the leader of the Congress party, again does a press conference. And this chronology of events is happening because they want to hide a certain fact. Hide the fact that which has come out with evidence and absolutely clarity that the man Sikandar is responsible for the paper leak and he's involved and he's the mastermind of this entire incident. Mm-hmm. Now, to see, and everybody also knows it is very clear and absolutely with every proof it is clear how close he is to the Lalu Prasad Yadav family, to Tejaswi Yadav's family,
no,
and
there is no
how
basis.
His own PA is involved in this.
Radhika,
how
his PA is involved all in the realm of speculation. No. This is all blame game.
Radhika,
I'm going through the... I'm going through the FIR of the Bihar police. And nowhere are they talking about these political linkages. So why are these linkages being built only because you want to turn the focus away from your party?
Why will we... the Bharatiya Janata Party does not run away from anything. We are absolutely... committed to solving this problem, absolutely committed to ensure that the people behind this are dealt with extremely strictly and given the strictest punishment so that no one dares to repeat something like this. But having said that, coming back to the entire thing, it is very clear, it has been found that who had made the guest house booking. Who has made the guest house booking? It is the PA of Mr. Tejaswi Yadav. It is very clear. And this entire chronology of events has happened. And you know, I think it's a code word. Wo machli machli jo khel khel rahe hai. That's a code word. And this entire thing has happened to protect who? To protect their own, the Congress party is doing this to protect Tejaswi Yadav ji. Why did not Rahul Gandhi ji, who did a press conference today, talk about and apologize to the nation about the video that Priyanka Gandhi ji tweeted without any clarity, without anything? She should have at least cross-checked before tweeting. She's a very, the world follows her, the country follows her, people looking up to her. She should have at least shown some credibility, some responsibility before tweeting that video. No, koi bhi video aaya.
I want to understand from you, Salman Sos, you know, this is a convenient way of dealing with a crisis which is coming from the BJP to blame it on the opposition. So I want to understand from you and not, you know, play into the narrative of the BJP, but straight questions. Here is a community of students who are worried, who are concerned. And is this not politics or giving them political support on an issue which is purely about their future? Why make it about a Congress issue?
Maria, we're not making this about the Congress party. This is not about the Congress party. This is about the young people of this country. And quite frankly, young people in this country are in deep crisis. No matter where you look, young people are in serious problems. There are no jobs being created in this country. And when young people like the ones who attempted NEET or the UGC exam, they tried to go through a very tough process of trying to secure some future for themselves through merit-based, examinations. And here we are, 23, 24 lakh people who took this exam. Their future is this effort that they put in to try and get something for themselves, because they know that their life is hard, jobs are hard. And look where they are right now. And by the way, this is not just these young people. Think about any other group of people. Agniveer. I mean, look at those young people who work so hard to get a future for themselves in the military. Look what has happened to them. They feel that they've been cheated. Now, the BJP, I mean, I want the young people of this country to just think about what the BJP spokesperson, my friend Radhika, my old party colleague, who is now in the BJP, what is her role right now? Her role is to do everything possible to deflect attention from this very serious issue. And that is what they're doing. RJD has done this. Priyanka Gandhi has done this. If you people think that something is something bad has been done by people, you are in the government everywhere. You're in government at the center. You're in government in Bihar. You're in government in Gujarat. You can take action. Take action, but protect the future of our young people. Don't let them give in to hopelessness. That is what they're doing, and I think that is shameful. And by the way, this is not something new. I mean, all you have to do is look back. I mean, look at the Vyapam scam in Madhya Pradesh. Over 50 people have been killed who were associated with that scam. 50 people. So where is the accountability? All the Congress Party is saying is that young people in this country deserve accountability from their government. Now, the government is basically saying...
I would also say this,
they want answers. Salman, want answers.
Today, the education minister was extremely dignified in his way, in which he said that he doesn't want to really get into the political blame game. He will not do that because he understands that he has a responsibility to fulfill towards the students right now. But the larger question is of the political reactions which have come in from several allies of the BJP and also from the BJP, which is going hammer and tongs and blaming the RJD and the Congress Party and talking, alleging that they are the masterminds. Anupriya, it is your government, aapki sarkar hai, bhajpa ke saath aap sarkar chala rahi hai Bihar mein. तेजस्वी यादव का क्या रोल है? आप उन पे क्यों ब्लेम कर रही हैं?
मैं पहले स्पष्ट कर दूं कि हम लोग ब्लेम नहीं कर रहे हैं। जो एविडेंस सामने आए हैं, बिहार में आर्थिक अपराध शाखा के द्वारा जो स्टेटमेंट कवर किया गया है कि जो गिरफ्तार अनुराग यादव जो विद्यार्थी है, जिसने स्टेटमेंट दिया है कि मुझे एनएचएआई के गेस्ट हाउस में एक दिन पहले एग्जामिनेशन के पहले ठहराया गया।
एनएचएआई का प्रेस रिलीज आपने पढ़ा था मैडम?
बिल्कुल मैंने पढ़ा था।
एनएचएआई ने जो क्लैरिफिकेशन दिया है वो आपने पढ़ा है? वो भी आप ही लोग के अंडर में काम करने वाली पीएसयू है, सरकार के सामने है, तो मैं उनकी बात मानूं या अनुराग यादव, जो आप एलिजिडली मानती हैं कि उन्होंने कहा है?
बिल्कुल, मैं अनुराग यादव के स्टेटमेंट को मैं कोट कर रही हूं। आई थिंक आपके पास में भी वो स्टेटमेंट होगा जिसमें उन्होंने स्वीकारा है कि उनकी मुलाकात 4 तारीख की रात में नीतीश कुमार और अमित आनंद के साथ में होती है, जिनके लिए उनके फुफा जी जो कि सिकंदर युद्वेंद्र हैं, जिन्होंने कहा कि आप पटना लौट आइए, आपका एग्जामिनेशन यहां से हो चुकी है। और उनकी
नेशनल हाईवेज अथॉरिटी ऑफ इंडिया इज सेइंग दैट दे डू नॉट इवन हैव एनी गेस्ट हाउस फैसिलिटी इन पटना एंड दैट सम सेक्शंस ऑफ द प्रेस इंक्लूडिंग द जेडीयू स्पोक्सपर्सन हियर हु इज अलेजिंग दैट द नीट पेपर लीक केस the accused related to that stayed in the guest house there. So I'm trying to understand who is presenting the wrong picture here, madam.
आप एनएचआई के अगर स्टेटमेंट की बात कर रहे हो और जो गिरफ्तार अनुराग यादव के स्टेटमेंट की बात कर रहे हैं, मैं फिर कह रही हूं कि मैंने तेजस्वी यादव का नाम नहीं लिया है। तेजस्वी यादव के जो पीएस हैं, जिनका नाम प्रीतम कुमार है, और पूरी जो रिपोर्ट अब तक सामने आई है इसमें यह है कि जो प्रीतम के मैं सहयोगी है या उनके परिवार हैं सिकंदर युद्वेंद्र, जिनके भतीजे हैं अनुराग यादव, उनके ये जो गिरफ्तार है उन्होंने स्टेटमेंट दिया है। और ये पॉलिटिकल कोई हम लोग एलिगेशन नहीं लगा रहे, जो एविडेंस के आधार पे कह रहे हैं, और फिर ये भी कह रहे हैं कि जांच अभी भी चल रही है। लेकिन निश्चित तौर पे जो विपक्ष इसको राजनीतिक रूप देने का प्रयास कर रहा है, और आपने जो पूछा कि हमारी जवाबदेही है, हमारी जिम्मेदारी है सरकार होने के नाते केंद्र में भी और बिहार में, कि हमें लेनी होगी कि परीक्षा में जो गड़बड़ियां हुई हमारी जिम्मेदारी है, हम ले भी रहे हैं, उस पर कार्रवाई भी कर रहे हैं, और इसमें जो लोग इसमें राजनीतिक करने का प्रयास कर रहे हैं उनको बेशक जनता के लिए बेनकाब करने का कोशिश करेंगे।
आई एम गोइंग टू कम बैक टू यू, बट ए सर्वनन, यू नो, यू मे से दैट the DMK is the only party in this country which has been talking about scrapping NEET altogether. But here is the BJP government which has been talking about centralization, because this is a centralized examination. You have been speaking about decentralization. talking about specifically that if there is a body which is NTA, which needs structural changes, which needs organizational revamping, which needs, of course, data and security protocols to be rechecked, shouldn't those be matter of concern? Fix those so that there's no paper leak. Fix those that so that there is no, you know, discrepancy, rather than saying that the only way out is scrap NEET.
See, this NTA has played with the lives of 30 lakh students. And what is the solution right now offered by the BJP? You said the education minister was dignified. So how are we wiser after this press meet, after this dignified press meet? Has he offered any solution to the students who have been affected? No. Have they fixed the NTA? They say there is a problem in NTA. Who is responsible? Have they found out who is responsible by now? Have the heads rolled in NTA? No. This is how the BJP, and we want such BJP spokespersons. When we are debating a very serious issue, which is affecting 30 lakh students, they come and wax eloquence and they come and speak about their problem with Madam Priyanka Gandhi. Is the 30 lakh students are going to be bothered about what Madam Priyanka Gandhi tweeted? They want solutions. You are running the government. What is the solution offered by you? How are you going to make it better? Have you got any answers? No. And because of this arrogance, because of questioning the opposition, the people did not give you 272. The Prime Minister was trailing in Varanasi. You have not learnt your lessons. Continue to do so. People will wipe you out from electoral politics if you continue with this kind of arrogance.
Okay.
And coming to your question about the structural changes in NTA, we did not oppose NEET because NTA was not structurally strong. It did not have protocols. We opposed NEET because it is against, it is discriminatory in nature. In a huge country like us, centralization does not work when it comes to education.
Okay. Radhika, yeah. Radhika, a response
just
from
a
you.
Just a moment.
And then
just
I bring in Anil Nagar and Shobhit.
I have not completed yet. Give me 10 more seconds.
Please go ahead.
Yeah. See, the persons who complete NEET, who clear NEET, have attended a coaching class. Why are you playing into this coaching class mafia? Who is getting benefited by this coaching class mafia? The students are here. If there is any NEET student, ask him whether he has attended any NEET coaching class or not. If the school education is not sufficient enough to join an MBBS course, why? What kind of an evil are we trying to improve and project?
Okay.
As though that is the panacea of merit.
Okay, so should Professor C.B. Sharma in fact now respond because he's an educationist who understands the structures much better? Professor Sharma?
See, Maria, I think a very relevant question is that NTA is a central body, but actually the exam is organized by local agencies. So it will be very uncharitable on the part of the NTA to say that NTA has erred. NTA has only organized. Various states and various governments are involved. Like in Tamil Nadu, the DMK is in government. If something happens there, or in Bihar, some other party. I have handled exams and I know that as a central agency, I'm only responsible for getting the question, moderation and all that. But on the ground, it's the local police, local agencies. So I believe, on the one hand, I will say NTA definitely needs to be relooked into the structure, the process. But on the other hand, I would say, do not malign this agency. Do not malign. You are doing great damage.
You are playing with the lives of 30 lakh students. What?
The honorable person from Tamil Nadu. Why have you not allowed
there seems to be some glitch in your audio.
Tamil Nadu.
Why do you want to have your exam?
The Supreme Court had asked the government to organize one exam. It is not because the government wanted. It is the order of the Supreme Court on the basis of which one medical exam is conducted for the country.
Okay. Anil Nagar and Shobhit on the screen now. Before I go back to the politicians, one moment, sir. So, UGC NET cancelled around this time, 24 hours back. There was a press release which came, and the Education Ministry took that call because they realized that there were problems which had to be addressed. And you know that also goes with the sentiment which the Supreme Court shared that if it is 0.001%, then even then action must be taken. So, Anil Nagar, after the measures that are being taken, do you think this tariq pe tariq model which is happening, of course, you know, the students are looking towards Supreme Court. They are hoping for an immediate answer, an immediate solution. But Supreme Court is seeking, sending notices, asking for responses from various agencies. Do you think this has to be expedited? That sense of urgency is not there at various levels.
Maria, I think right now urgency is there. Right now I can see that urgency in the ecosystem. And yesterday's event where the exam was cancelled very proactively, and there was a conference also in the morning, in the afternoon, which was done by Joint Secretary and later on by Education Minister also. So I can see that now there is sensitivity and there is urgency in the ecosystem. As compared to a NEET case where a lot of things happened in retrospective. When questions were asked and then explanations were given. But I believe that we as a country, we have the capability to conduct exams. There are several bodies which are conducting exams almost perfectly. There is a body, IUPS, which is conducting banking exams for last 12 years almost perfectly. I've not heard anywhere where these kind of things have come up. I believe there's something is wrong with NTA, either on the process system level or some individual level. Or there's some loophole there.
Okay, so you are of the opinion that the NTA as a body is failing in the test or the test that they are conducting. But then, Shobhit, one may say that the fact that UGC NET has been cancelled within 24 hours because there were reports of some kind of wrongdoing there. Do you think the NTA is doing course correction, or do you think it was more of a preemptive move because they realized that it could perhaps go the NEET way?
I feel like it was a pre-attempt so that at the end they will not. I feel like the incident has certainly dent the credibility of NTA and the examination process.
क्योंकि 24 घंटा पहले आप लोगों ने 18 तारीख को एग्जाम दिया, 19 तारीख को पूरा एग्जाम कैंसिल होता है और अब ये बताया जा रहा है कि जो नेट का एग्जाम होगा उसका डेट अभी आना है.
Everything is done in such a quick succession that I didn't get a time to think what should we do next.
So if we talk about complete overhaul, यहाँ पर बात हो रही है सिद्धार्थ के complete overhaul is the way forward. Here is Professor C.B. Sharma saying that that the state governments also have responsibility because the NTA ropes in various state agencies for conducting examinations.
So ma'am, the first thing which I would like to highlight is that don't make it government against government, because each government is responsible for the kind of exam they are hosting. And if there is a loophole in the NTA, they should have looked it in during the time of NEET, right? जब आपने सर NEET का एग्जाम कंडक्ट कराया उस टाइम पे आपको पता होना चाहिए था कि वहां पे loophole क्या है जिसकी वजह से आपका पेपर लीक हुआ है. इफ आई टॉक अबाउट लीकिंग ऑफ पेपर, सो दिस इज एन इंसिडेंट ऑफ अहमदाबाद. आई वुडन्ट लाइक टू कोट दैट बिकॉज इट वुड बी अ पार्टी फोकस थिंग और यू नो अ स्पेसिफिक ग्रुप फोकस थिंग दैट आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू डू हेयर. And secondly, if we are talking about the prestige of this exam, so like I have left my job 2 months back because of this exam, and there are a lot of students who leave their jobs to prepare for UGC NET exam, and leaking of this kind of exam is a very huge, backstab on the NTA, right? Someone from the inside is doing such things. And secondly, what
happened... So you are of the opinion, as someone who took the NET exam, that there is an insider hand.
Yeah, I think there's an insider hand, because agar aapke paas ek banda hai jo local authorities ke paas paper send karta hai, wahan par print hota aur wahin se leak hoke, it goes off and the person runs away from the nation, he goes international, and then what happens is they question that where was the NTA, right?
So
who's responsible for it?
Yes, so this complete overhaul may not be the right solution.
Yeah.
Radhika Khera, here are students who feel that the system has failed them, but the buck has to stop somewhere. And someone has to be held accountable and responsible here.
Absolutely, Maria. If I was in their place, I would have also felt the same. If I was giving my exam, and anyone would. They are absolutely justified in feeling that way. Having said that, I would again like to repeat, our government is absolutely committed to ensure that this comes to a stop, and those responsible for it are dealt with in the most strict manner possible, so that wo kehte hai na ki koi dobara aisi jurrat na kare ki aisa kaam kar sake, itni bhayanak punishment di jaye. There is a high level investigation which is on, a high level committee has been created. We are doing our best, and it is not something ki raato raat karke ekdam se there will be an investigation and one day everything will come out. When this is a big thing like this is happening, why the paper is being leaked, it has to be a thorough investigation to find out actually where it started from and who all are responsible and why it has been happening regularly.
Okay, so there is a question that's coming from Siddharth. One moment, Radhika.
What I would like to say is ki you are saying that government is working on it, right? There were past exams which have been leaked, right? There was NEET exam which has been leaked, and still there is no response on it, right? Aapne us pe koi action nahi liya abhi tak?
I have gone
through all, you know, news and all the stuff because I was preparing for the NET exam, and you know anything can be asked in those exams because they're like highly competitive exams. So, आपका ये बोलना कि स्टूडेंट्स को इस तरीके से फील होगा बिकॉज इफ आई वुड हैव बीन देयर दिस इज समथिंग एम्पैथी और सिंपैथी दिस इज नॉट टेकिंग एन एक्शन राइट अगर आपको एक्शन लेना होता आप नीट के टाइम पे ही एक्शन ले लेते आपको उस टाइम पे एक्शन बिकॉज आई हैव सीन पीपल हु हैव यू नो पुट अ लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स अगेंस्ट दिस एग्जाम उनके लिए नेट देना जेआरएफ क्लियर करना कितना इंपॉर्टेंट है आई नो Because I have a community of students with me, I have my friends who told me this thing ki yaar agar ye exam fir se conduct hota hai to main apni job nahi chhod paunga is saal aur is saal bhi main na to JRF kar paunga na main kahin pe assistant professor ke liye apply kar paunga aur either I have to search another job jisne job chhodi hai so this holds a very big question और आपको भी पता है जॉब रेट क्या है आज की डेट में पीपल नॉट गेटिंग जॉब
यस यस गो अहेड राधिका रिस्पॉन्ड टू दिस एंड देन आई ब्रिंग इन अदर्स
सी लाइक आई सेड आई विल रिपीट व्हाट आई सेड कि सी सेइंग दैट सिंपैथी दैट आई कैन नॉट लाइक आई सेड जिसके साथ बीतती है वही जानता है कि उस पर क्या बीत रही है दैट इज व्हाई आवर गवर्नमेंट इज एब्सोल्युटली कमिटेड टू शो इंश्योर दैट यू नो जितने भी स्टूडेंट्स हैं उनके साथ जो हो बेस्ट इंटरेस्ट में हो जो आपके लिए बेस्ट इंटरेस्ट में हो दैट वेदर इट हैज टू बी अ री एग्जाम और वट एवर हैज टू बी डन दैट इज वाई अ हाई लेवल कमिटी हैज बीन मेड एंड लाइक आई सेड देयर इज नथिंग दैट वी कैन से और डू राइट नाउ टिल द टाइम द इन्वेस्टिगेशन आर ऑन दैट विल जस्टिफाई लाइक यू सेड कि आई कैन नेवर इमेजिन बिकॉज इफ आई वॉज अ स्टूडेंट एंड एट दैट टाइम आई वुड हैव फेल्ट द सेम वे दैट इज अ रियलिटी
ओके सो देन इन दैट केस इट शुड हैव बीन डेल्ट with more urgency, which is lacking.
We are doing that, Maria.
You know, right now, most of the NEET students that you speak to, they do not know whether they'll be re-NEET, whether the exam will be only of those retest of 1,563 students alone. If earlier, you know, earlier the sense was that should it be, you know, that there was no paper leak. Now we are being told that Bihar government and Bihar economic offences wing is investigating paper leak. So you have been coming up with multiple versions and that is the reason why I'm highlighting about urgency and now also the counselling sessions which are not very far. Yes, go ahead, Salman Sos.
Maria, I don't think we should expect anything from this government. I mean, for example, every day, every other day, there's a train accident and the Minister for Railways remains the same. It's almost as if nobody cares that people are dying during train accidents. Similarly here, we know that this government is not serious about the young people's issues because despite the fact that there have been surveys upon surveys which talk about unemployment being a huge crisis in this country, despite the fact that they got such a drubbing this time, they still have not learned their lesson. Young people have to basically fight for their rights. And as far as the Congress Party is concerned, as far as the India Alliance is concerned, we are in Parliament representing everybody, including young people. We will raise their issues. You can call it politicization. You can call it whatever you want. We have
but Salman, you know,
to the
there has to be a solution. As a country, this country has to come up with a solution, Salman.
Let me finish. Anybody who's done politics on education in this country, it is the RSS and the BJP. You look at all the appointments that they have done in university after university. If you keep appointing people who are incompetent, who basically follow your ideology, if you do not follow, give
can I please come in, Maria? Chance,
if you do not get the right people, this Salman, is what you're going to do. You're going to play with the future of
Kerala. While I understand the point that you are making, and rightly so, my limited concern is that across parties, a solution has to be found in which Professor C.B. Sharma and others will have to join in to look for policy solution to what has been mass paper leak in various states. And, you know, the fact is that you lost your government in Rajasthan because of paper leak issue, which was being made as an election talking point in the assembly elections which was held. So my point here is that let's move away from politics and look at it from the prism that there are lives at stake. 34 lakh students we are looking at. Plus.
Yes, Maria, but think about it. Do you think that this government will do anything without young people organizing and seeking, you know, some solution for their issues? This is a huge... What are these young people going to do, 24 lakh people? What are they going to do?
Yes, absolutely. So that's why
is this exam going to stand?
My limited issue is that even as solutions come, and you know promises are being made for a complete overhaul, what is happening in state like Bihar when an open allegation is being made without any basis on a leader in opposition? That should not happen. That is my limited point to you, Anupriya. That जब तक solution नहीं आता है तब तक ये ब्लेम गेम मत करिए कि ये मास्टरमाइंड है वो मास्टरमाइंड है जो आप कर रही हैं क्योंकि आप जवाबदाही आपकी सरकार की है बिहार पुलिस आपके अंडर में आता है होम मिनिस्ट्री नीतीश कुमार के पास है
मारिया की इसकी जवाबदेही हमने लिया तभी हमने कार्रवाई शुरू की क्योंकि यह सवाल सिर्फ बिहार सरकार के ऊपर नहीं है पूरे देश के भविष्य के लिए है और युवा जिनके पूरे साल भर की मेहनत की बात होती है और हमने एलिगेशन हमें जो लगा कि निश्चित तौर पे ये एलिगेशन लगने से हमारी साखें कमजोर होती है हमारे ऊपर देश की जनता का विश्वास कम होता है और अभी कुछ देर पहले जो नेट एस्पिरेंट है उन्होंने कहा कि अगर ये पता था कि नीट में गड़बड़ियां हुई हैं तो नेट एग्जामिनेशन को नहीं लेना चाहिए था कार्रवाई करनी चाहिए थी विदाउट द एविडेंस हम कार्रवाई नहीं कर सकते हमें पता होना चाहिए कौन है नहीं है और मारे आपने जो मुझसे सवाल पूछा कि एनएचएआई के जो रिपोर्ट है या उनके स्टेटमेंट है हम अनुराग यादव के स्टेटमेंट के आधार पर एलिगेशन लगा रहे हैं जैसे कि हम जानते हैं कि तेजस्वी यादव जी बहुत ही एक्टिव पॉलिटिशियन है वो बिहार में मैं कहते हैं विपक्ष के नेता है उनको एक बार बोलना चाहिए बात करनी चाहिए बाहर निकल करके कि आखिर प्रीतम उनके जो प्रीतम कुमार है वो इन्वॉल्व नहीं है क्योंकि आप व्हाट्सएप चैट की जो बात कर रहे थे हमारे मैंने देखा आपने देखा होगा उसमें लिखा है कि जो एनएचआई का जो गेस्ट हाउस है वो बुक हुआ है वो मंत्री जी के कहने पे और कॉल रिकॉर्ड्स अब फिर मैं कह रही थी एलिगेशन का गेम हम नहीं खेल रहे हम अपने रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी हम समझ रहे हैं लेकिन जो इनमें इन्वॉल्व है उनको भी बेनकाब करना जरूरी है क्योंकि ये पॉलिटिक्स का विषय नहीं है कि हम बच्चों के भविष्य के साथ में खिलवाड़ करें और उस पर राजनीति करें ये हमारा स्टाइल नहीं है बिहार में भी कई एग्जामिनेशन ऐसे हुए हैं जिनमें बिहार
सरकार There's a question that Siddharth has for you.
Ma'am, मेरा बस आपसे एक सवाल है कि इंडियन गवर्नमेंट इतनी कमजोर तो है नहीं कि इस पे इन्वेस्टिगेशन हो नहीं पाएगा तो जब हफ्तों बीत गए नेट के एग्जाम में और नीट के एग्जाम के बीच का जो टाइम था क्या इस बीच में आपसे दोषी नहीं पकड़ा गया या आपसे उस चीज को हाईलाइट नहीं क्योंकि यहां तो क्या होता है रातों रात लोग जेल में जा रहे हैं और रातों रात आपकी इन्वेस्टिगेशन हो रही है तो आप इसका सवाल का जवाब दीजिए ना ये कैसे हो रहा है और यहाँ पे जब सिस्टम की बात आती है आपके ऊपर सवाल उठता है तो आप फिर जवाब नहीं देना चाहते आप उसको घुमा रहे हो बातों को
नहीं सिद्धार्थ ये कैसे कह सकते हो कि रातों रात किसी को
मैम हो रहा है दिखता है रातों रात यहाँ केसेस सॉल्व हो जाते हैं
शिक्षा मंत्री बिग एक्सक्लूसिव कमिंग अप प्रधान इज गोइंग टू ज्वाइन अस इन जस्ट अ बिट माई कॉलीग ऐश्वर्या हैज जस्ट स्पोकन टू हिम आई वुड लाइक टू थैंक ऑल द पैनलिस्ट वी आर स्लिपिंग इन टू अ शॉर्ट ब्रेक आफ्टर दैट द बिग एक्सक्लूसिव कमिंग अप All right, so the big story that is coming in right now is that there was a press conference that was held by Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan, who gave big assurances and said that he will ensure that there would be zero error in examinations going ahead. He emphasized on transparency, also said that there would be a complete overhaul of the NTA, which is the National Testing Agency, in the eye of the storm. There would be a high-level committee which will be set up to look into restructuring, in fact, functioning of the National Testing Agency. Dharmendra Pradhan has, in fact, spoken to my colleague Aishwarya just a few minutes ago. Let's listen in to what the Education Minister has to say.
Well, there has been a massive controversy regarding NEET and the UGC NET examinations today. In the entire country, there was uproar and anger which was seen by the students. They protested throughout the country. But it is the Education Ministry that assured the students that their interest is paramount for them. I'm being joined by the Union Education Minister, Dharmendra Pradhan. Sir, thank you so much for speaking to NDTV. Of course, it's an emotional day for you. The decision that the Education Ministry has taken to cancel the NET examination. Being an Education Minister, what assurances that you can give to the students? We are talking about almost 34 lakh students, both of NEET and the NET. As the Education Minister of India, the students who are protesting, the students who have felt the burden of finances to give these examinations, what you wanted to convey to each and every student of this country who was undergoing this situation?
As you rightly said, students' interest is paramount to all of us. Being the in charge of education sector, I am pained with few incidents of last few days. This should not have been happened, but it happened. We have to take some painful and hard decision in the interest of the students. Both the examination are different examination and they have different information of anomalies in the both the examination. In one examination, we have some specific information and specific evidences. We have to cancel that examination. We have ordered a CBI inquiry. For the first time, we are facing the influence of dark net in our education examination system, in the entrance system. Telegram has been used. We all know Telegram has no evidence background. From where it has come, who has sent that. We can't track that unless and until it proper inquiry. So government has consciously handed over to CBI. Regarding NEET, NEET is a prestigious examination in our country. Lakhs of students and parents are involved in that process. Few anomalies has came after publication of result and after examination also in last few days. One part was some grace mark issue was there. It has been resolved properly through Honorable Supreme Court's intervention. And another anomalies of particular area has occurred in Bihar, in Patna, but due to successful intervention of Patna police and economic offense wing of Bihar, it has been handled properly. Both the government are talking to each other, exchanging information, and I am confident the problem has been identified and there will be a conclusive decision in very soon in that area also. And NEET examination will be very clear. And my responsibility, my concern, my interest is how to protect the interest of our students, the meritorious students.
सर आपने कहा कि जो नेशनल टेस्टिंग एजेंसी है लगभग चार साल पुरानी संस्था है. उन्होंने लगभग एक करोड़ से ज्यादा अभी तक स्टूडेंट्स को परीक्षा दिलवाई है, लेकिन कई इनपुट्स रिसीव होते हैं, कई स्टेक होल्डर्स इन्वॉल्व होते हैं. अगर इस तरीके की मैकेनिज्म में प्रॉब्लम है तो क्या एजुकेशन मिनिस्ट्री इस मैकेनिज्म को भी सुधारने की कोशिश कर रहा है? व्हाट यू विल सजेस्ट?
निश्चित रूप में देखिए, एनटीए को
6 साल हो गया, 2018 से ये शुरू हुई है, उस समय में लगा कि देखो एग्जामिनेशन के लिए हमारे देश में हर एक साल करोड़ों बच्चे एग्जामिनेशन देते हैं आगे की पढ़ाई के लिए या नौकरी के लिए। पिछले साल ही केवल एनटीए ने 1,30,00,000 बच्चों की एग्जामिनेशन किया है, अब तक 80,00,000 बच्चों की एग्जामिनेशन किया है। एनोमलीज हुई है, दुर्घटना हुई, उसको हमें स्वीकार करना पड़ेगा, हम उससे भागते नहीं है, उसकी जिम्मेवारी भी लेते हैं, उसको सुधारें कैसे, निश्चित रूप में सुधारना पड़ेगा। भारत जैसे एक महाशक्ति, भारत जैसे एक बड़ा देश अपने भविष्य को सुरक्षित करने के लिए कठोर से कठोर कदम उठाएगा। हमने पिछले दिनों में पब्लिक एग्जामिनेशन को कोई डिसरप्ट ना करे, कोई चीटिंग ना कर दे, कोई माल प्रैक्टिसेस ना हो, उसके लिए हमने कठोर कानून बनाया है। वहां से लेके उसके एडमिनिस्ट्रेटिव मैनेजमेंट तक हम कोई भी कसर नहीं छोड़ेंगे, हम सारे चीजों को नजर रखे हुए हैं। हमारी चिंता हमारे देश के विद्यार्थियों के हित, विशेष करके अंडर प्रिविलेज वर्गों के विद्यार्थियों के हित, छोटे शहर, ग्रामीण, गरीब, ये समाज के जो बच्चे आज मेरिटियस बच्चे आज कहीं ना कहीं अपने मेधा के कारण ऊपर आए हैं, उनकी हितों को सुरक्षा करना सरकार की दायित्व है। कोई भी मेरिटियस स्टूडेंट कोई भी हो, उनकी हितों में आंच ना आए, ये हमारी दायित्व है। मैं आपके माध्यम से देश के विद्यार्थियों को अपील करूंगा, आप भरोसा रखिए चीजों को निश्चित रूप में जो गड़बड़ियां ध्यान में आई है वो छोटा होने से भी हमारे लिए बड़ा है, उसको ठीक किया जाएगा। सरकार जीरो एरर की प्रतिबद्धता के साथ काम करती है।
सर, क्योंकि आपने लगातार कहा है कि मैकेनिज्म को हम सुधारने की लगातार कोशिश कर रहे हैं, सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने भी कहा कि 0.001% नेग्लिजेंस भी कहीं ना कहीं एक्सेप्ट नहीं किया जा सकता। स्टूडेंट्स का कहना है कि आए दिन होता रहता है, पहले भी कई बार परीक्षाएं में पेपर लीक्स हुए हैं, कब जाके रुकेगा सर? स्टूडेंट्स आज ये आपसे जवाब भी मांग रहे हैं।
देखिए, मैं आज की एज ए पेरेंट, एज ए सेक्टर इंचार्ज ऑफ एजुकेशन, मैं आज स्टूडेंट्स की मन की पीड़ा को मैं समझता हूँ और मैं भी दायित्व लेता हूँ, मैं भी चिंतित हूँ, और ये डेमोक्रेसी है, उनकी मन की बात को समझना पड़ेगा, उनको सुनना पड़ेगा। उनकी आक्रोश तो सबसे ज्यादा मेरे ऊपर है, मैं उसको माथा नम्र करके सुनता भी हूँ, सुनना ही पड़ेगा, दायित्व हमारा ही है, उनको संभालना पड़ेगा। मित्रों, ये विषय से हम आंख भगा चुरा नहीं सकते हैं, उसको सामना करना पड़ेगा, आवश्यक सुधार करना पड़ेगा, जिम्मेवारी लेना पड़ेगा, कठोर से कठोर कदम भी उठाना पड़ेगा, सरकार उसके लिए प्रतिबद्ध है।
सर, क्या ये कंटिन्यूस प्रोसेस होता है, जिस तरीके से IC4 की तरफ से इनपुट्स दिए गए, एजुकेशन मिनिस्ट्री ने फिर उसके बाद एक्ट किया, ये एक कंटिन्यूस प्रोसेस है और आगे भी?
देखिए, सरकार एक होलिस्टिक एंटिटी करके काम करता है, एक ही शरीर के रूप में काम करता है, और हम सारे सारे को कॉम्प्लीमेंट करते हैं, सबके अलग अलग काम बंटे हुए। आज की आधुनिक समय में चुनौती भी बढ़ी है, उस चुनौती को सरकार मिलकर सामना करता है, और आने वाले दिनों में उसमें और कैसे बेहतरीन व्यवस्था हो पाएगा, इसकी भी हम दायित्व लेंगे।
सर, बस एक आखिरी सवाल, क्योंकि आप एजुकेशन मिनिस्टर हैं, एश्योर कर रहे हैं तमाम स्टूडेंट्स को कि भरोसा रखें, उनका करियर पैरामाउंट इंटरेस्ट है आप लोगों के लिए। आपने बोला कि देयर शुड बी नो पॉलिटिकल ब्लेम गेम इन ऑल ऑफ दिस, बट टुडे सेवरल ऑफ द पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज इंक्लूडिंग RJD, कांग्रेस पार्टी, राहुल गांधी हिमसेल्फ डिड अ प्रेस कॉन्फ्रेंस, उन्होंने कहा कि कहीं ना कहीं भारतीय जनता पार्टी और उनकी सरकार इस पर दोषी है, तंज कसा उन्होंने, रशिया यूक्रेन का वॉर रुकवा देते हैं मोदी जी, लेकिन पेपर लीक नहीं रुकवा पाते, क्या जवाब होगा आज आप?
देखिए, मेरे आज चिंता कुछ नहीं है, मेरे लाखों विद्यार्थियों की मन स्थिति ठीक रहे, कोई अफवाह, कोई झूठ, कोई तनाव उनको प्रभावित ना करे, इसलिए मैं इस सेक्टर के इंचार्ज के नाते मैं आज राजनीतिक भाषा नहीं बोलना चाहता। मेरे दायित्व है सभी की मन ठीक रहे, सबकी विश्वास बना रहे, देश एक डेमोक्रेटिक देश है, उसमें आस्था और विश्वास से देश चलती है, और भरोसा रखिए अभी ये सरकार आप ही के हैं, आप ही के लिए प्रतिबद्ध समर्पित है, हम कोई कसर नहीं छोड़ेंगे आपको सुरक्षित रखने के लिए, आपके मन को समझने के लिए।
थैंक यू सो मच फॉर स्पीकिंग टू अस। सो दैट वाज डायरेक्ट एश्योरेंस कमिंग इन फ्रॉम द एजुकेशन मिनिस्टर धर्मेंद्र प्रधान, जिनका साफ कहना है कि करियर और स्टूडेंट्स का फ्यूचर उनका पैरामाउंट इंटरेस्ट है और इसके लिए किसी भी तरीके की लेतलाली नहीं चलेगी। साफ तौर पर कोई भी कदम अगर उठाना पड़े तो एजुकेशन मिनिस्ट्री और सरकार उनके इंटरेस्ट के लिए जरूर उठाएगी। जयेश्वर, एनडीटीवी।